All right, so was there any discrimination that you had to go through for your from your job?
I haven't experienced discrimination when I started working at Party City. A lot of the workers were Filipino as well. A lot of them were also immigrants. So it was very comfortable, you know. A lot of them did speak Tagalog. So I definitely felt like it was a home away from home. I'm sure that it has to do with the fact that I was in Daly City, for one.
Okay, well, can you actually like name something, a time or a place when you were felt like you were getting discriminated?
Mainly it was in elementary school. When I was in elementary school, whenever we have fights with other kids, they would say racial slurs. They would call you fob. They would make Filipino jokes. Just have different kind of renditions of jokes that had the word Filipino in it.
Oh, can you like name certain ones, like historic names? Or
like alliteration, like you fat Filipino fuck. True story though. True story though.
True story. All right.
Are you gonna keep it?
Yeah, I'm keeping it.
True story, man.
All right, and that's the truth. So, how? Okay, moving on. Did you ever provide for your family? Let's say like you had, you had your job. Did you ever bring back money to your family back home or?
Yeah. I mean, every paycheck I had, I always give like at least a consistent percentage of it to my mom, and she would bring that back to, her relatives who were still there.
All right, perfect. All right, well, were you able to maintain Filipino custom, like your language and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I still speak it now. I still speak it to my relatives, to my grandma, to my Lola, and some people at work speak Tagalog, and I usually speak it to them when I'm at work and customers are Filipino and speak Tagalog. I usually help them with that.
All right. So, did you ever maintain contact with your family back in the Philippines? Do you still ever want to visit? Do you still talk to them? Like, when was it like the last time?
Yeah, well, they visit here, all the time, but I haven't been there. I haven't been back for the past 10 years. I haven't visited ever since for 10 years.
Oh, okay. I'll just cut it from there. I don't know where all my other questions are. We're good. All right. Okay, so do you feel as the Filipinos in the US are the same as they are in the Philippines?
I feel some of them do share the same values. A lot of Filipinos here in America, at least in my community, still have the same values and culture that the Filipinos do in the Philippines. Like when I'm, in America, when I'm living here, we still like to do things, collectively as always a community. And there's no such thing as, just my business is like one person's business, everybody's business. We always help each other. Your problem becomes everybody's problem. We always do things collectively and as a family. We're very family oriented,
Okay.
and you go to the Philippines and it's the same thing, like, and very 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 hospitable, always lending a hand out, like, all the time. You don't have to ask for help. They're already helping you
Oh,
before you
okay.
even ask for help. But then again, there's still a lot of Filipinos in my community here who let go of those values and started just thinking more of an individualistic kind of mentality. And they're not, they're kind of just looking out for themselves kind of mentality that you never find that in the Philippines, or at least where I was from.
All right. So, in your opinion, do you think that an education in the Philippines is equivalent to here in the US education? Is it enough to sustain a career in the US, in your opinion? What do you think about that?
From my experience of when I was in school, and from what I hear about the high schools in the Philippines. In a way, one good thing about the Filipino educational system is that it's a lot more strict. It's very straightforward, very strict, very clearly laid out of what you're expected to do, and it's very strict. And in my opinion, I think that that's good. As opposed to over here, everything's kind of loosely based. You know, the education isn't as strict. I mean, there's pros and cons. You know, I can't say one's better than the other, but if I did have my full high school education and college education in the Philippines, I'm sure that the experience would be definitely different, and my education would be more sharp and solid. But then again, there's some cons too. There's a lot of good things over here that the American education has too.
All right. So looking back on your experience, what would you have done differently? Would you have stayed in the Philippines if you had the choice, or would you think that you would have a better life here? Like, what would you have done?
Like, again, it's all pros and cons. Like, I can't say, you know, definitely one or the other. I mean, there are things that I would love to come back home in the Philippines but then again, I would have to let go of a lot of good things here in America. But if it did come down to it, I would choose to live here. This place does have a better economy, a better place to raise a family. It's just a more free place, as you know.
Speaking of raising a family, what do you feel like you have to like date a Filipino immigrant or a Filipino full Filipino blooded woman?
No, definitely not. I know that a lot of conservative Filipino families are against interracial dating, or then I won't say they're against it, but you know, they'll criticize it, you know, especially with white or black. A lot of Filipinos will criticize if you interracially date white or black. Not so much if you date other Asians. That's you know, kind of tolerable, like in our community. Yeah. That's in terms of the super conservative Filipinos, but now, you know, things have changed. Over the past 10 years, things have changed, and you know, interracial dating and marriage is actually pretty common. So yeah, not necessarily. You know, I could you know, definitely see me marrying a Filipina from the Philippines, or a Filipina who's born here, or some girl of another ethnicity. So the Filipino culture and mindset has definitely changed for the past 10 years, I believe.
All right, so let's just put this an example. What if you brought a black chick home? How would your family react to that?
Like, again, if it was a couple years ago, my family, my cousins and relatives would probably say something. They would probably say a lot of negative things, probably a lot of racist things. Like, again, times have changed, and the culture of my family has changed, and I believe the culture of a lot of Filipino families have changed, and they embrace it. You know, they're very very welcoming of other people from other communities to join our community. They're very open arms, very hospitable. Kind of just want to take you in and be part of the family. It doesn't matter what ethnicity you are, as long as they think you're respectful. That's all it is. If they think you're respectful, you're good to go in our family. And I believe so in most Filipino cultures and communities.